From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Advocates say a new law meant to make it easier for Missouri crime victims to request financial aid to help pay for expenses like medical coverage appears to be working. Katie Dalton is the director of programs and volunteers for the Crime Victim Center in St. Louis. She says it's been noticeably easier for victims to request aid since the legal changes took effect in August. Victims previously had to submit a notarized application to receive aid. They also had to send in official documents and medical paperwork by mail, and hospitals and other physicians were not allowed to do so on their behalf. Dalton says the hoops the victims had to jump through sometimes led them to drop their applications altogether. An archaeological survey at a lake in southern Missouri is revealing a wide range of artifacts. The Springfield News Leader reports that the survey along Lake Tenicomo covers about 6,000 acres. The survey is part of the Liberty Utilities Empire District Electric Dam's operating license renewal. Plant manager Randy Richardson says the license is renewed every 30 years. Richardson says there wasn't much concern about documenting the historic site around the dam when it was built in 1913. The last survey was conducted in 1992. The Delaware and Osage tribes requested the most recent survey. A tribal member has been overseeing the digs since work began in July. Officials at one of the largest school districts in the St. Louis area say they overbuilt the district in preparation for a population surge that never happened. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Hazelwood School District has a capacity for 22,000 students, but only has 17,889 students this year. District officials are now advertising and marketing to recruit students to fill the many empty desks. District officials blame the excess classroom space on the recession that started in 2008, leading to housing foreclosures and job losses. Communications Director Kimberly McKenzie is leading a committee studying why an average of 3,100 Hazelwood students leave the district every year. McKenzie says many students leave for private schools, so there will be a heavy recruitment focus on those students. Two St. Louis County police officers have been fired after an investigation determined they lied about being involved in a fatal chase. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the officers were fired because they concealed their involvement in an August 10th chase that killed two men in their car that was being pursued. Activists found surveillance videos from a business that showed police following a speeding car. Police Chief John Belmar said the two officers involved misled investigators about their involvement in the chase. The crash killed 49-year-old driver Mikkel Neal and 59-year-old passenger Townsville Woolfolk. Neal's brother, Daryl Neal, says he is pleased with the firings, but hopes prosecutors consider criminal charges in the incident. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.